Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast today. We've got Middle Cross up. They're going to be singing We All Need Jesus. And I want to make mention real quickly that on April the 7th, 8th, and the 9th, we're going to be having a passion play at the church and with special singing beginning at 6 o'clock. And we would love for you to come and be with us. Here's Middle Cross now singing We All Need Jesus.
I saw a man on the news today headed for this road. Taking another man's life, why, I don't know. You might say that there's no need, but what I see is all he needs. And that's Jesus, all he needs, Jesus. To be washed in Calvary's crimson flow, clean all sins away, make it white as snow. May not change your circumstance on this side, but it makes all the difference in eternal life. All he needs is Jesus. He needs Jesus. Of a woman who had killed her child. Police asked her the question why, she just cried. You might think that there's no hope, but you don't know the power of my Lord. She needs Jesus. All she needs is Jesus. To be washed in Calvary's crimson flow, clean all her sins away, make her white as snow. It may not change your circumstance on this side, but it makes all the difference in eternal life. All she needs. Day that all our sinners, condemned in unbelief and sin, headed for hell. Satan says, I'll take them all, but Jesus says, just only call. We need Jesus. Washed in Calvary's crimson flow, clean all our sins away, make us white as snow. It may not change our circumstance on this side, but it makes all the difference in eternal life. We all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. We need Jesus.
In Exodus chapter number 19, we see that the children of Israel, y'all remember now that they were taken from Egypt. They went through the Red Sea. They crossed to the other side. And now the Bible said in chapter number 19 that this is the third month since they came out of Egypt. The third month. Now we're going to get even more specific, because we're going to get to where the Word of God says the third day. Not just the third month, but then the third day. So I want you to see what the Word of God says. They are now positioned at Mount Sinai. And at this place, many believe that Mount Sinai is located in the South Sinai Peninsula. But this is the same place. Now, there's a history of God meeting with his man in this place. This is the same place where Moses was on the mountain, and if you'll remember, and God spoke to him out of the burning bush. There is a consistent place to which God is ironed out to meet with his people. He even goes in Exodus chapter number 3, verse number 12. He tells Moses, he said this, when you've gone out of Egypt, I'm going to meet with you in this same place. You're going to come back to this place and we're going to worship together. I want to tell you something. There is a way, though. There is a mode and a method to which we need to prepare to meet God. Nobody likes this, but it's needful in our day. Amen. It's needful in our day. Now look down there with me in verse number 9. And I'm going to probably read down to verse number 21. Look at verse number 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people, and what does this say? And sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Notice this, not just one day, not a few hours, not a few minutes. Today and tomorrow. There's days in preparation that's taken now in sanctifying. Look here. He goes on, he said this, and let them wash your clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people. Round about say, take heed to yourselves that ye go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. God is holy. Y'all seeing what I'm saying? God has set a boundary line, and he's told man, no, you can't cross this line. If you cross this line, you're going to be dead. Why? Because man can't handle the holiness of God Almighty. Amen. God is so holy. For us to cross into that area, to get in that place, to cross that boundary line, would cause a man to be dead. Y'all remember when they got over rocky terrain and that fellow reached up there and touched the Ark of the Covenant and he dropped dead immediately. Hey, God is holy. What's happened today is we've diminished the holiness of God. We've called him JC and hip-hop Jesus, and we've tried to diminish God and put God onto our level. God will never be on our level, friend. Can I tell you right now, he's holy and there's none like him, amen. You cannot put God on our level, for God is holy. And God has set some boundary lines. He said, you cross this line right here and you're going to be dead. He said, I don't like that, preacher. Well, that's what the Word of God said. Is that not what the Bible said? He said, don't you cross this line. The only one that he allowed to go past that line was Moses. Notice what the text says. There shall not be a hand touch it. Not even reaching out and touch across the line. But he shall surely be stoned and shot through. Whether it be by beast or man, it shall not live. And when the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people. And they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it shall come to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Now that's not the modern day worship service that we see today. People have no fear of God. They walk around like a bunch of peacocks, like, man, they're getting ready to, man, go and meet with Jesus. And I heard one preacher say the other day, I'm getting ready to go get my preach on. You better not even think about that until you first humble yourself and get right with God in the place of preparation. You can't talk like that, friend. That's not appropriate talk. Look here. Listen, God is holy, amen. There ought to be a reverence. There ought to be a trembling when we stand before the things of God. I'm not saying that you ought to be afraid of who God is. I'm saying you ought to have a reverence for who God is.
There ought to be a reverence in your mind when it comes to the house of God, when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to your prayer time. There ought to be a reverence to the things of God. Look right there. He says, what verse was I in? Verse number 18. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended, and the smoke of a furnace, as a certain smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. I'm going to tell you, it's shaking the foundation. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered by him by a voice, and the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. Preparing to meet God can be a very destructive thing in your life if you don't prepare yourself correctly. The word perish means ultimate destruction. Ultimate destruction. Can I tell you, if you don't prepare yourself to meet Almighty God, if you're not ready for His coming, if you're not ready for the judgment day, I'm going to tell you, you will ultimately, in destruction, you will perish one day. Amen. God is holy, and yes, God is a God of love. Don't get me wrong. I'm telling you this morning, God loves you. God wants the very best for you. God's given everything He possibly can for you. But if you cross the line of God's holiness, friend, you are going to reap the benefits of wrath. I'm telling you, God is not going to put up with it, and you will ultimately perish in a place called hell. Well, that ain't too high. I don't like that preacher. I don't like that hellfire and brimstone preaching. If you don't ever receive things that'll help you, you'll never get no help. I see in the text that there's some conditions which must be met by the Israelites to meet with God. And I believe that we're living in a day where people desire to for God to meet them on their conditions. We want to treat God like Burger King. We want to drive up to the window and we say, God, this is how we want the worship service to begin today. This is how we would like our burger prepared. We would like it with little lettuce, no pickles, and I would prefer them not to preach too loudly today. And if you can, it just calls the preacher not to preach as long for me. We want God to meet us on our conditions. Has it ever dawned you, friend? You say, preacher, churches are dying. No, people are dying. God's still the same God. There's people who will not meet on God's conditions. That's what's wrong with the world today, amen. That's what's wrong with worship. People, man's trying to get God to meet them on their conditions. We want it to be entertaining. We want it to be short. We want it to be finished. But you're not willing to let God penetrate the heart. Y'all listen to me this morning. We don't find it in our Bibles where that the means or the method of how to approach God is for God to meet us in our on our conditions. No, we find in the text that God is holy. We find in the text that God is powerful. We find in the text that what God has said has he has established, and before that they're allowed to meet with God, they have to meet God on these circumstances. What God has said. Now, has it ever dawned on you that the Bible said you must be born again before you can inherit the kingdom of God? Has it ever dawned on you, hey, man, I might need to get born again. I might need to figure out what it takes to be born again so I can, man, meet with God one of these days in eternity. But you know, there's salvation's rally preached on in the modern church today. We're so excited about the activities that we forgot about that the reverence of holiness. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. So that don't feel good. I'm telling you the truth this morning that if we focus on the activities and the events and we miss who God is, we miss the whole thing, friend. We miss what the Bible's about.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.